Blaine and Allison in the morning.
96.3 WDVD.
Doctor, dad, husband, author of this
dude.
Guy. Yeah, and he's a dude, too, people. How cool is that? Dr. Stephen Craig. He's a psychologist, and every Thursday we are totally blessed to have him come in here and put some...
Therapize.
Yeah, therapize, because otherwise this show makes no sense at all week long.
It's the one shining point.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets. This is as logical as we're going to be all week. Sit back, strap yourselves in, and enjoy the ride. Let's do it.
I'm looking over this email, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh, Alexis, you got a problem on your hands. So here's Alexis's email. Dear Blaine and Allison, my husband has a new job, and I believe he is learning terrible things there. I was hoping you guys and Dr. Steve can help me figure out what to say to him to help him understand how awful the new him is. His new job is in sales, and his boss is taking him under his wing and is filling him up with all sorts of beliefs and sayings, probably about interfacing and things of that nature.
Well, you need to interface with all your customers at least 3 times a day and make sure you're on your crack.
Give it 110%.
Right?
Yeah, give it 110%.
And my husband is buying all of these things he's saying. He then takes this learning and lectures me and my family about how we don't get it. The biggest issue is that his boss is teaching him how to be a leader and a dominant salesman by turning him into a total jerk. His training teaches him how to bulldoze people, especially clients, and that winners step up and make things happen no matter what. His latest lecture to us was about responsibility. He told us that leaders take charge and make immediate, impactful decisions, and that was what taking real responsibility is about. Apparently, those who have an unfavorable reaction to his acting this way are too sensitive or too insecure. When he comes home from work, he makes all these sweeping decisions and proclamations to the kids and me, even though he has no idea what's been going on during the day while he was gone. It makes my life a mess, and he takes no responsibility for it and just yells and just tells me that I have to be more decisive like him instead of letting everyone push me around. He also has lectured
as he pushes her around.
I know. Yeah. He also has lectured my younger sister and her husband about their need to buy a house and start saving money, even though he has no idea what's going on in their life. The thing is that his behavior is turning everyone off, and he rejects our complaints by telling us that we don't know what we're talking about because he is learning from someone who is way more successful than all of us combined. And on top of that, he says that he finally feels like he has some confidence and doesn't need me and my family to tear him down. So help me, guys. What do I do with this? What can I tell him that will get through to him? He has been like this for 6 months and no one wants to be around him, and I'm becoming more and more turned off by him, and I used to absolutely adore him. This
That's
is a tough one, and this is from Alexis.
Yeah, 313-298-9630. So you get to play junior psychologist, and then we find out what Dr. Steve says. I got nothing. I honestly, this is really difficult because the thing that I took away from the email that would annoy me the most, all of this is annoying, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's all hovering around an 8, 9, 10, right?
Yeah.
But the one where he comes home at the end of the day, not knowing what's going on, and then tells everyone what to do and how to live their lives, if there isn't anything more annoying or more degrading, really, than that, I don't know what it is, because people who have no idea what you're trying to do coming in at the very last minute going, oh, well, you should be doing it this way. Why are you doing it this way? You need to be more decisive. Baseball bats. That's what they...
Maybe you know that's an option, but you're not choosing it.
Right.
You know?
Because you're informed and this guy isn't.
Here was my thought when I was reading this. And this is my personal belief, and I'll just use radio as an example. We work in radio, and a lot of people in our business think that they get to act any way they want and do anything they want to at any cost to win. And they'll be despicable human beings, and they'll say terrible things about people, and they'll lie, and they'll be despicable. But they think that, but it's radio. And a lot of these people will actually say that. They'll say, well, it's a radio thing. That's what we do. We tear you down, we lie about you, and we say terrible things about you, but then we shake hands and we're my thought is, in business, if it's radio or if it's sales, what your husband's doing, or if it's working in a bakery or whatever it is that you do, you don't have to change who you are as a human being to be successful at your job. You should be able to do exactly how you do your job, the way you live your life. And that's what you should try to do. You want to live a people think they can separate. Well, I'm decent and respectable and Christian and all of these things in my life, but in business, I'm this. And it's like, you don't know. You be that way all the time. That's how you're supposed to be all the time. You're supposed to be a good person all the time. Treat people the right way. You can still win and get clients and get ratings or whatever it is, or bake cakes, whatever you're trying to do, by being a decent person who's kind to people. And how you convey that to your husband, though, that's the tough part. Because yeah. I don't know that he's got his brain so washed by this guy that, you know.
Yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid big time the keg.
But it would be nice for him to know that who he is as a person, this is how I live my life. When I'm laying on my deathbed, I don't want any regrets. So I don't do, you know, I work my job how I live my life. If it takes me a little bit longer to get there than somebody else, then that's okay. And it does. Sometimes it does. But I want to be decent all the way through. Not from these times I get to be cutthroat and horrible. And then I turn on soft Allison at this time. I want to be decent all the time.
313-298-9630. Therapy Thursday. Pam, you're up first. What advice do you have?
She should just tell him that she adores him and that the new him turns her off and she's going to have to leave eventually.
So basically make an ultimatum.
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to want to be with him if he's like this anyways.
No, that's true. And he's poison. That kind of behavior is very hard to put up with on a regular basis. That can't be done. I mean, especially when you married him and he was this way, and now he's this way.
It happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I do think this, though, is it possible this was always there, and this is just something that's triggered it?
I don't know if it was always there, or if maybe he just always felt... you know, he says he's getting confidence from this. So maybe he always had this silent self-confidence issue. And now he feels, and there's these people that think, that feel better about themselves by demeaning other people.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even, I have a friend who does this and he doesn't even realize he does it. He actually, he talks down to people and he demeans people and he winds up feeling better about himself because he does it. And he doesn't realize it. Yeah. Like, it is weird how you, it's like you don't realize that you just talk down to all those people, that what you said was demeaning and that you got to walk away and be superior. And I, you know, maybe this guy just always had this void, you know, as a man, as a worker, and this guy, you know,
has tapped into some sort of
is feeding him maybe all the wrong information. But that caller has sort of a point. At some point, she's going to have to say, it's not okay for you to be this way and talk to people this way,
right?
And you're going to have to figure out how to do your job in a kind, nice way, or, you know, if not, turn it off before you walk in this house, because we can't, you know.
We can't live that way. No, that makes sense. Sarah?
Hi.
Hey, it's Therapy Thursday. What do you have to say?
Hey, first I want to say hi, Blaine. Hi, Allison.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you.
Hi, Blaine, I agree with you that how irritating that is to have someone come home that doesn't know what your day has been like and try and tell you what's going on. And something that you read in the letter that hit me was that he's imitating, you don't know what you're talking about, because I'm listening to this guy who's the most successful person I know. That's how he is somewhere along the line. That's how this man is defining success, is what his boss is doing.
So his definition of success is clouding his view on everything else in life.
And maybe they started out together having a different view of what success would be. Their relationship together and their family. And then he has changed it, and this guy is the best thing that he knows now.
Sarah, it's possible you may have just won Therapy Thursday.
Yeah.
Not that there's a prize involved.
Tapped into something.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how do you view success, too?
Yeah.
How do you, so you're successful at work, but you're failing in the areas that should be more important.
And you're making your family uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That would suck. Heather, Therapy Thursday, what do you think?
I think that she should, you know, talk to him and say, you know, I'm really proud of you for wanting to advance yourself at work and learning all these new ways of being successful. But you need to, you know, think about when you come home that at home we're a team and we need to work on this together. And we need to think about how we're talking at home to each other, because if we're feeling alienated, you know, this isn't successful at all.
Mm-hmm.
and really just, you know, tell him that she's tired of him for doing this at work, but he needs to think about how he's doing it at home.
Yeah, he needs to shut that off at 5 o'clock every day.
Right.
Yeah, which is going to be hard to do. Heather, thanks for the call. All right, Dr. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I desperately had the urge to leap in and interrupt everybody all the time, and I was going to be a leader by just doing it. You know,
right.
Shut up, Allison. Shut up, Heather. Shut up, anybody. See, I'm being a leader.
Right.
Which, you know, is what's going on here, is that people get the idea that that's leadership. If I can just, you know, pound my fist on the table, now I'm in charge. But first I would start with this. To be fair to him, when people learn new skills, they tend to go way to the other side of the pendulum for a while. So it's possible that he might, you know, come back a little.
Right.
So we'll cut him that slack. So now we can go off on him.
Okay.
This is what I would say to her. She's got to do three things. One is sit down and have in the passing conversation. It's a very serious, we need to have this talk, and explain to him, and it'll be some of the things I'm going to say in a minute here. Then I would even say, you know, go on the Blaine and Allison website and listen to the podcast that we're about to play, you know, because I'm going to say some things that he needs to hear. And then I think she should make them go to counseling, because counseling is not for when, you know, you've called the divorce attorney and it's now when
yeah.
you get perspective.
Before you call
right.
the divorce attorney.
Because in many ways what counseling does is it allows you to, you know, you think that you're being perceived like A, and someone else thinks you're coming off as B.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get an impartial person who sits with couples and gets to say, you think you're being perceived as A, and it's really B.
Right.
So, but the other thing is that, you know, she needs some help telling him how it's impacting her and the family, and how, you know, really what he's doing is dangerous. So some of the things, you know, that he's making a mistake about are these leadership things. He's totally misunderstanding what leadership is about. Because, you know, your position as a leader isn't determined by your belief that you're a leader. It's determined by the belief of others.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, leadership is in the eye of the beholder. And those people will get you there, not just because you decide you want to be it and you're going to make some proclamation. So, you know, again, it's the people beneath you and around you carry you up on your shoulders. You don't just get to decide, I'm going to be this way. So many people mess this up. They think the one slice of the pie of leadership, if I do A or B or whatever, without recognizing it's a whole pie. And, you know, okay, so he gets the idea that he can be decisive. Okay, well, any idiot can make decisions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, 5-year-old kids come home and say, we got to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know. So the idea that he thinks that that's leadership is really awful. But so, you know, what I think she needs to tell him is understanding that, you know, what real leaders understand is responsibility. It's given that speech about responsibility, but you're responsible not for just the moment. You're responsible for whatever you left in your wake, and you're responsible for everything that's coming in the future based on the decision you made right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand all parts of those, if you just live in the certain moment, you're just entirely ruining everything about being a leader.
And it's just lip service, and it has no meaning whatsoever to the people that it affects.
It's an empty platitude.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and then you're just a blowhard. All you're doing
just
is just
a blowhard.
Making right. noise for no purpose.
And the idea that he defines that as leadership is terrible, because it's damaging all the way around. And somehow she needs to get that point across to him that, you know, this isn't leadership at all.
Right.
You know, one piece of that whole puzzle that's damaging. And, you know, he's really not understanding that. And so back to the point about she needs to make sure. My worry would be she needs to make sure he understands that now.
Okay.
Before it gets down the road too far.
Right.
And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to have those, you know, I want to let them
conversations.
Grow.
You got to have that conversation.
You know, yeah, I shouldn't change him. Bull. You got to change him. I don't mean you stand there and point your finger in his face and say, you got to change.
Right.
But you got to figure out, as part of your relationship, how to have these tough conversations right now. And just as much as we're talking about him being a leader, this is her being a leader in their marriage, to step up and say, here is what leadership is. We are both responsible for the future of this relationship and the past and everything. And right now, we need to have this conversation. And you need to probably have it 10 times. But if he doesn't get it, it can go way down a bad path.
Right.
And then you're trying to recover too much. Jump in now and make sure it happens.
So she really does have to just pound this message for a while.
That's right.
Not just, like you said, you may have to have this conversation 10 times.
Right.
Is this very common?
This is very common.
Wow.
Because what happens is we're so captivated by the influences of other people.
And it's new and shiny.
It's new. You know, and so many of us don't have our own good internal compass, which is, you know, here's what I believe and here's, you know, what
it
is.
And I'm going to stick to it.
And whatever, you know, this is really an old analogy, but, you know, I love it is, you know, some people are so much like the old 8-track player where you know, plug in, here's a new belief system,
right.
They stick it in, oh, change it, pull it out, stick another one in.
Right, right.
And they really, whenever they get the new one, they're just filled with confidence of this is the right one. And we're just sticking in different tapes all the time. That's not really being true to yourself. It's not being a leader. It's not being a good partner with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you just keep, you know, we stick new tapes in all the time and you're something different. But we're so influenced by the person who has confidence and tells us this is how we're supposed to do it, see this all the time of trying to unwind that stuff with people.
And this kind of goes back to, if you look at a lot of problems that people have in relationships, whether it's work or romantic relationships, whatever the case may be, if they lack confidence in certain abilities, they're going to be tweaked easily, repeatedly throughout life by different sets of circumstances. Somebody comes into their life who they see as successful and they start emulating that, and then it starts screwing up everything else in their lives.
Well, what we don't realize is advice is terrible, because most advice is that person talking about what's right for them in their circumstance.
Right.
But they don't explain it to you that way.
And they don't know what your circumstances really are.
This is what's worked for me, so I have the ultimate answer.
Right.
But if you're trying to make your life be better by using the tools for their life, you got a whole lot of problems, and we don't get that. We just think they all have the answer.
Right, exactly. Dr. Stephen Craig, you can check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Lane and Ellison in the morning, 96.3 WDBD.